The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast. This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm going to talk to Meta World Peace in a few minutes. Or Meta Stanford Peace World Artest Ron. I don't know what to call him anymore. I got to ask Meta what to call him. I just call him Meta. Back in the day, you called him Ron Artest. And it was Meta World Peace. Now there's a Stanford in there. I don't know. You got like 8-10 names. And they're all his government names, Raj. Raj Grobes, my producer, has one name, and it's not even his real name. All these names are official names for Meta. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Got to ask Meta, the Malice in the Palace, of course, what would he have done about that fan if he were Westbrook? Yo, players today are soft. Yo, if it was Meta, he'd have gone up. Meta got in big trouble. I was mad at Meta for that. Back then, I was like, no, you can't go in the stands. After security there, you got to, you know. But Meta's one of the I'm going to get to the Lakers. I just got to say, Meta is one of these dudes, one of the best dudes in the industry. Like, Meta is legit one of my favorite dudes in the industry. I've done radio shows with him and stuff, and he's a great dude, like a heart of gold dude. I've never seen a dude have the whole league shook physically like Meta. Like, no one wanted it with him. Guests join me on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and company got tough. The Lakers, they're starting to smoke now. You know, in boxing, a pressure fighter, best time to catch a pressure fighter is early in the fight. They're you know, when they're cold. You catch them coming in where they're cold. You can knock them out. Don't let a pressure fighter start to really work up a lather, right? Like, don't let them really start to get smoking. That's the Lakers right now. I know everyone, you know, the Clippers, they're ducking the Lakers. They want them, you know, AD's wheels no good right now. And LeBron's ankle, AD's, it was his first, you know, it was his groin. And maybe, you know, they'll get more worn down and we'll take them later in the playoffs. No, get the Lakers cold. Because when they start heating up, it's a problem. The Suns aren't going to stand in their way, especially not with Chris Paul compromised. Even with Chris Paul, I think the Suns would have lost in 7 games. With a compromised Chris Paul, it's 5 or 6. I'll say 6 because they've already won a game, the Suns, before Chris Paul got hurt. And I'll give him another game on Hart. Book will have a big game. He'll score 50 points, something, and they'll win another game. So that's the end. That'll be the end of the Suns. You think the Jazz are going to stop the Lakers? What? Is Royce O'Neal or someone going to stop the Lakers? Who's going to stop? AD is 6'11". LeBron is 6'8". How do you find a matchup for those guys? Rudy Gobert. Ben Simmons said it best. Rudy Gobert is a great paint patrolling shot blocker, right? And shot dissuader. But he's not Ben Simmons. You can't tell Rudy Gobert, hey, stay on that guy. What's Gobert going to do with Anthony Davis? Or LeBron James. Now, I don't see it for Utah. I think the best shot might be Dallas if Porzingis starts getting cooking. Maybe that's the best shot. Otherwise, I think the Lakers are coming out of the East. AD and LeBron, by the way. LeBron just didn't seem aggressive in the first half. And then came out really aggressive in the second half. And he and AD wind up combining for 55 points. Do you know that AD is only the fifth player in Lakers postseason history? Think of what a tremendous history that is. The greatest history in the history of histories. And then the history of basketball. To record consecutive 30-point, 10-rebound games? Wilt never did it. That's weird, huh? Wilt never did it? Kareem, Shaq, Kobe, and Elgin. And now AD. So what was the difference with LeBron in that second half? Let's get it straight from the horse's mouth at the post-game press conference.
Yeah, just making adjustments. I was reading the game. I wasn't reading the game like I would like to in the first half. So came back into the locker room, made some mental adjustments, you know, for me individually that I felt like we worked for our team. And we was able to, you know, to spark a run in the third.
All right. I mean, whatever mental adjustment he made, it seems like he just like attacked the basket. As soon as LeBron started attacking, game over. What's crazy is how, like, it's the Lakers' defense, really, how easy between LeBron. Like, look, you have two top five, six players in the league. You have the best player in the world in LeBron James, another top half dozen player in AD, two guys who every year are in the MVP conversation, and your team is playing defense. It's tough to beat. But can they repeat? Meta World Peace, former Lakers NBA champ, is on the Goodyear hotline. Meta, first of all, I haven't spoken to you in weeks since we shot that Smigel skit.
I know, man. Long time no see, man. We never spend that much time away from each other.
That's right. That's right. First of all, what am I supposed to tell? You got like 11 names, and they're all official at this point. Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, Meta Stanford Peace. What am I supposed to call you?
You can just call me Meta. You know, you're from New York. Like, you know that. You want to call me Ron, but Meta's cool, you know?
Meta. Yeah. That's what I usually call you, is Meta. Okay.
Yeah.
So you are the founder of X versus X Sports, right? Is that what it's called? X versus X?
Yeah, X versus X Sports.
I want to do it. See, everyone does this at the end of the interview. I'm going to do it in the beginning, and then we're free and clear, right? That's a platform where basketball players can join or create competitive organized basketball games. Tell me about it. We're going to do this first, Meta.
Thank you. You know, and I always love being on your show. But, yeah, I mean, X versus X Sports is a platform where basketball players can create or join games. And then when you create or join a game, you invite your friends. Your friends sign up to the app. You invite them to a game. And after the game, input the score. It's really simple. And then you can be recognized locally in your area, you know, for being one of the best players in your area.
Ooh.
It's really that simple. It's a great platform. I really like it.
All right. Excellent. By the way, you're from the studio. Who are you producing? Someone? Are you getting on the mic? What are you doing in that studio?
A little bit of everything, man. I'm working on some art.
All right.
A big fan of music. And, you know, it's really cool that now that my career is like over, I could take my time, you know, and put some tracks down, you know, without rushing. Without being concerned, you know, with different things. And my two sons are producers also. So it's just, you know, we're just having a good time.
Meta, so you are artistic. Like, I think your brain is wired different. Like, my mother is an artist, like a painter, and her brain is wired different. I got some of my best friends are artists, like for real artists, starving artists, everything. Their brains are wired different. You, to me, have a different kind of wiring. And partly, I think that had the league shook. Like, you're known as a guy who could fight. You're pretty big. You weren't scared. And I think people thought, and the dude's wiring is a little off. But I can't remember a dude who had the league so physically shook as you. And, of course, there's the malice in the palace. Everyone will bring up. The reason I bring all this stuff up is what's going on with fans' interactions with athletes nowadays. They're spitting on them. They're dumping popcorn at them. They're making racial remarks to their families in the stands. What is your thought?
Yeah.
As famously, you were involved in an altercation with a fan. What is your thought about all this?
You know, I think the fans, we can't control what type of fan come to a game. And a fan is no playbook to become a fan. You just become a fan. You have money. You pay for your tickets. You're a fan. Right, and we don't know what that fan is going through. That fan could be a little bit depressed or have anxiety and just trying to have an outlet. Okay, we get it. So the verbal attacks, that's been going on for years. We've never complained about verbal attacks. You never really heard NBA players complain about verbal attacks. But the physical attacks, even though it's popcorn, and popcorn doesn't hurt, that's where you cross the line.
It's a violation.
Right? Then you have to bear. It's a violation. You don't do it. It's not acceptable. The entertainers, the athletes, the musicians, the magicians, right? Everybody's coming to entertain you. This is what we do. We just coming out of COVID. We had no sports. And now we have a chance to enjoy it. And then people just taking it for granted.
Meta, but even you can't make a racial remark to someone's family. That fan should be escorted out of the arena and should be banned from the arena. Like, you can't be making to someone's family. I don't know. To me, it's that you think that that's not the same. I agree. It's not the same as a physical violation. But don't there have to be consequences?
Well, I'm just speaking from my perspective. I've been called a lot of names in these different cities I played in, especially early in my career on the East Coast. Because, and I just take it as the fans are crazy and they're brutal, and I'm coming into this arena to get a win. I don't really care what you're saying. And I stuck my middle finger up plenty of times in arenas, live on television. Now, with that being said, verbally, all right, cool. I can go back at you, too. You want to call me a name? I'll call you a name. But physically, like verbally, I don't really have an opinion on if a fan should be banned. But physical attacks, you know, water, bear, spit.
Come on, B.
Are you kidding?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
In a pandemic. By the way, we're not out of the pandemic yet. You're spitting up. Trae Young didn't press charges. But what about Westbrook? How would you advise Westbrook? Because I agree with you. Popcorn doesn't hurt, but that's not the point. If someone escalates after you've, like, once someone physically violates you, to me, you have the right to escalate that. You don't have to return it. You don't have to return in kind. You can escalate if you want, to me, just like kind of human nature. How would you advise someone like Westbrook, or Westbrook in this case, best way to respond to getting popcorn dumped on your head?
Well, I would love someone to respond how I was responded to. You know, which was, they was trying to give me jail time for that. It was ridiculous. I was actually in a courtroom facing some days or 10 days or 20 days in jail for somebody that hit me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? This is, it's ridiculous. I cannot believe I was in a courtroom for that. Right. You know, I'm like, somebody hit me. I don't have the right to protect myself or to be mad. Now, Westbrook, I'm so proud of him, because Westbrook, I counted it. It was about 15 seconds he gained control quick. I mean, that's incredible. Because it took me, as you can see, I was everywhere when I was in the brawl. So I'm, like, really proud of Westbrook, you know, just for controlling himself. Mm. But, like, what are you doing? You're throwing popcorn. I get it. It's popcorn.
Right.
But you cannot do that. And you want to know something? You know, the fan knew he wasn't allowed to do that. Nobody does that. You've never seen that in your life.
Meta, I don't want to spend the whole time I have you on talking about this. Okay. Meta World Peace, former Lakers NBA champion on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. I'm sure a lot of people do feel Malice at the Palace. Hey, let's talk about what's going on with the fans. But you're also a Lakers champion. Kobe wanted you on that team so he could win. That's exactly what you did, because people forget, but Kobe went cold at the end of that game in the finals, and you came through for him. So let me ask you about your former team with whom you won a championship. Can anyone stop them this year?
Well, nobody can stop the Lakers. I mean, when you talk about LeBron James, it was going to take LeBron a little bit of time to get that, you know, that engine oiled up from taking 2 months off. Mm. And now, if they were down 0-3, I would be concerned with, like, game four. My thing is this: if LeBron can make it to game six, he's going to be back in championship form, right? So they just need wins. And then by the second round, it's going to be like they were a 2 seed or a 1 seed. Injuries really hurt them. But obviously, we know if these guys weren't injured, they would not have been a 7 seed. They would have been a 1 or 2 seed, and they are back.
Meta, here's my one thing. I agree. I think they're getting out of the West. I think Dallas is going to pose them the biggest problems if Porzingis gets going, because Doncic is great. They have those Kleba and Dorian Finney-Smith and Tim Hardaway Jr. They can defend. They can score. I think the Lakers get out of the West. Here's the thing. The Nets' big three, Meta, this is my theory. I want you to see what you think about it, okay? Remember when Houston almost beat the Warriors, KD, Steph, Clay, Dre, Iggy? Houston almost beat them. They had a Game 7 at home. Chris Paul couldn't play. They missed 27 straight threes, still only lost by single digits. That was D'Antoni and Harden running that kind of ugly but very efficient system, right? All threes, free throws, and paint shots, right? And when I look at this Nets team, what I see, quiet is kept, is there's D'Antoni on the bench. There's Harden running point. So it's like Houston, but with the Warriors-level squad. They got KD. They got Kyrie. This dude Joe Harris is wide open, can stroke it. I don't see how the Lakers stop these dudes from Brooklyn if they face him in the final. Like, how do you, you're going to have to score 135 points, Meta.
You're going to have to score a lot of points, but the Lakers defense is impressive, right? The Lakers defense is amongst the top.
It's the best.
And when you think about LeBron, It's the best. It is the best, right? I think it is.
I think it is, yeah.
Even with those guys being out. And when you look at the shooters that they have, we didn't even see Ben McLemore yet.
That's true.
We didn't even see Ben McLemore yet. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy's waiting to heat up. You know, we have so much firepower. Now, when you look at KD, great player. Blake Griffin, great player, right? Kyrie and Harden, obviously. If you like, are those guys capable of stopping LeBron?
No, they can't stop LeBron, right. but they may not have to if they just play okay defense. I just don't see how you stop the Nets on like any possession. They got three dudes can all get their own shot, hit them from anywhere, and the fourth option's Joe Harris. And you're right, you said it. I don't even think about Blake Griffin, who was playing possum in Detroit to force a trade. It turns out he can still really play.
Yeah, no dunks in Detroit.
No dunks in Detroit.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Blake? Come on now.
It's going to be tough to beat these guys.
I agree with you. And if that team wins, I would be happy for Blake. I'll be happy for all those guys because, you know, James, he don't have a ring. He needs one to really cement his legacy because he is amongst the great. If James Harden gets a ring, he'll be top 15. He'll be in the talks of top 15 players of all time.
Yeah,
top 20.
Offense ridiculous.
I couldn't say number one. I'm not going to say top 10 because this is too many. Top 25. So he needs a ring. But these Lakers, you know, AD's a defender, and he's a scorer, and he is a cold. You see those threes that he hit?
Yep.
Those big threes when it counts? Like, this is incredible. You know, so I feel like these guys have two players versus with the Nets. They have a lot of players. If the Nets can play like the Warriors, move the ball, you know, and not get it stuck, then the Lakers might have an issue. If not, then I see the Lakers repeating.
Before I let you go, I was talking yesterday, and of course there are restrictions in L.A., so it's, 6,000 fans instead of, 18,000 in New York. But I was talking yesterday seriously to the rich Hollywood set who get those lower bowl tickets to Staples. Like, you haven't had a home playoff game in 8 years. Show up, because Meta, L.A. was always running unopposed. Knicks stunk for so long. Top free agents and players didn't want to go there. But now, you see Brooklyn, they got everyone wants New York, right? As soon as you saw a healthy culture, the Knicks, that's an easy team to root for. Young, scrappy players, well-coached. The culture is more healthy now. And I'm telling Lakers fans, don't be on your phones. Don't show up early and show up late and leave early, because ballers around the league are watching. They're going to make a choice. What do you have to say to the rich one, not the upper bowl? Those guys are cool, right? Like, I grew up in the nosebleeds in Madison Square Garden, being like, damn, why don't they get our test? Move up and draft our test, damn it, right? But so I'm not talking about them. Those are real fans. I mean the Hollywood set. Do you have any message to them? How do you think ballers around the league are looking at New York and L.A. right now?
Well, I think they're definitely looking. New York is showing out. New York is doing exactly what we knew New York was capable of. I'm so proud of New York. You know, although I'm rooting for the Lakers a lot, I do want to see the Knicks win a championship one day. And I would encourage, the rich ballers, get into the game.
Yeah.
You know, leave that mansion swag home. Get dirty. Get your hands muddy. Get excited, right? Get into the game. You had a basketball game. You know, you're not at a dinner with etiquette forks and knives.
That's right.
Get dirty.
That's right. Get dirty, but don't dump any popcorn. Don't curse out anyone's family. And please don't spit on anybody. But that's right. Get dirty.
Yeah, don't spit.
Yeah.
Don't, just eat the popcorn. Eat the popcorn.
Eat the popcorn. You let the spit work on the popcorn. That's where it belongs, in your mouth with the popcorn. Exactly. And any racial stuff you have to say. That's right. And any racial stuff you want to say to someone's family, you swallow that one too. Don't let that one out. Don't spit that one either. Hold on, wait a minute. I don't even know your name. And every couple years, I got to relearn your name, for crying out loud. Well, when are you going to settle on a name? Hold on. Meta Staniford Artest. Did I do it?
So I got married and I took my wife's last name. So her last name is Sandiford.
Sandiford.
So that's why I changed. Yeah,
you took your wife's last name. You're an interesting dude, man. Matt, for anyone who wants to know, Matt is one of the best dudes in the industry. What?
She forced me.
She forced
you? Not forced. Not forced, but she said, you're taking my last right. name. And I said, I'm a man. Men don't take a woman's last name. And she said, oh, you're taking my last name. And I said, okay.
Well, listen, no one's going to question your masculinity, Meta. I think that this is a man who's secure in his own masculinity. You don't have to explain himself to anyone. Meta, thanks a million, man. You got to come on more often. Have you on once in a blue.
Love to be on.
All right. Ron, will you?
Yeah, please do, man. Thank
listen,
you.
Raj, will you schedule Meta to come on the show more often? You act like you've never produced
Absolutely.
Meta. What is he, an enemy of the state all of a sudden?
Raj forgot about me.
Raj just
he
forgot about
me,
you,
and then I just heard, nah. Yeah, he forgot about me.
Probably you can't do Raj any favors, you know. He's like, you know, it's terrible, Raj. Meta, thanks a million, brother.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you miss of the Max Kellerman show today? You can always find both hours of the show posted daily as a podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You know what I should have done? I should have talked aliens with Meta. Damn, what was I thinking? He'd have interesting stuff to say. Meta might be an alien. He might, like, I don't know. Meta might be. Yo, Meta, have you heard about these, like, the Pentagon, the Navy can't explain? It's in our airspace. It's moving without propulsion. It's beyond any earthly technology. Obama even said we don't know what it is. A sitting senator said we don't know what it is. You know, there's a report coming out in June about it. Meta, just rip off the mask and be like, all right, you found me out. Anyway. Are the Pats taking a page out of the Saints book? No Doubt is next. Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken with them. They are legit. Employers are lining up to hire their graduates in as little as 4 months. You could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the costs are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you, No Doubt, coming up.
KJZ. When he's on the court and when you need him, if he shows up since he's been in a Laker uniform, which he's done, I'm cool with that, AD. And LeBron will do the same. As long as those two are on the floor, I am not betting against LeBron and the Lakers.
Want more from the NBA? Don't miss Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Monday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. No Doubt coming up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Gonna get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think it means.
No Doubt.
All right, Raj, what do we got today?
Hey, Max, after having zero, I mean a donut, no dunks all season long while playing for the Pistons. Man, people in Detroit should be livid to see Blake Griffin running around dunking all over the place with the Nets.
Livid. Livid. He stole money. Blake stole money. I mean, this is ridiculous. He's still, like, I thought Blake was cooked. He couldn't do anything anymore. If you can't jump and you're Blake Griffin and you can't shoot and you can't really play defense, what can you do? It turns out, I'd say Blake is in a tick above average starting power forward. I mean, he's good. He can still play. That's unbelievable because now you look at the Nets and you go, oh, Lord. You got, like, not just a big Kyrie, James Harden, KD with Joe Harris. And then you have some bigs like Claxton and DeAndre Jordan who can play. And Blake Griffin, it's a problem. Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Hey, Max, we got a birthday.
No
doubt.
What is this?
That's right.
I recognize. I just don't know what it is.
It's the Spice Girls.
Oh, the Spice Girls, of course.
Yes, Mel B, the sister. She turns 46 this weekend.
There's a sister in the Spice Girls, too? I don't know.
Yes, yeah. And she has the worst Spice Girl name, coincidentally. Can you name her Spice Girl name?
Well, if it's the worst one, Posh Spice.
No, but I almost want to
that's
give
the
you
only one I know.
That.
Is there any other one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know Posh Spice. Spice. What's
they
that?
Named her Scary Spice.
Scary Spice. Yeah, of course.
So they did her wrong by naming her Scary Spice.
Yes. Yes. Other Spice, name. They called her.
And she's fine as hell. They called her Scary Spice.
Other Spice. Not like the rest of them, Spice. Token Spice. Spice. Yes.
Yeah, that was wrong. No doubt about that. All right, man. Hey,
no doubt.
The Jaguars should use Tim Tebow like the Saints use Taysom Hill.
No doubt. If Tim Tebow makes the team, yeah. I imagine he'd have more value if he's versatile. And I don't know that he can catch. Listen, Taysom Hill is lightning fast, physically strong, can really catch, and can throw and read defenses. I don't know that Tim Tebow right now could do any of those things. But to the extent that he can do any of them, or several of them, at least at a decent level, his versatility would make him more valuable than any one thing he could do. So if he makes the team, I would expect it to be as a gadget player.
All right. Hey, Max, last one before we take a call here. You agree with the Pats being odds-on favorites to land Julio Jones?
Nah, son. I don't think they have the cap space, do they? I have to go look at what everyone's cap situation is right now. I don't think the Patriots have the cap space to afford Julio. Julio's a pretty big contract. You know, like, Julio showed you what happens when you keep your head down, you lead by example, you're not a diva, and then he has size, speed, route running, hands, every single thing you want. He got paid. He was the highest paid receiver for a minute. I don't think how do the Patriots work that into their cap? I don't know. So the answer is nah, son.
Nah.
Raj, how did you come up with? Oh, because I used to say nah, son a lot. So you said no doubt.
You
nah,
say, son. You say no doubt a lot on the air.
No doubt.
Nah, son. You say both. Even on first take, you say those things.
Oh, do
yeah,
I?
That's how I can. I'm brilliant. I'm brilliant.
Well, there you go. Jamal in Wisconsin, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, and that would be Wisconsin with an I, not Wisconsin with an E. I don't know why I mispronounce words sometimes. Go ahead, Jamal.
Hey, Max. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Go.
Big fan of yours, yes. Big fan of the NBA as well.
Yes.
Looking at the NBA, Ja Morant was showing out the other night. He is a beast.
Yep.
But unfortunately, he can be added to that growing list of African-American NBA players that have been shown a blatant disrespect by the fans.
Mm.
Unfortunately, right now, like framed around the timing of this with the year after George Floyd and the eventual anniversary coming up of the 100-year anniversary of Tulsa, the Black Wall Street massacre. It really is disgusting. I think the NBA is partially culpable. Not to discount people's personal accountability. You know, everybody's responsible for their own actions for certain. But with the unprecedented access that fans have to players, I think it's actually probably most of the major four sports. It's the closeness of the fans to the action, and the price of seats where all this is happening. I really feel like this kind of breeds elitist behavior that these fans are showing.
Well, I hear what you're. I hear. I mean, it's an involved. That's an involved kind of question answer or discussion. I would say that politically, our politics over the last 5 years, especially, but about 5 years ago, got to the ugliest place of my lifetime, and maybe there's still some carryover from that. And I think also, I think more what you're talking about more specifically is the kind of access that the rich have to the players, if you can afford great seats at an NBA game, and the kind of sense of entitlement that those maybe fans have towards some of those players to kind of treat them like characters on a show and not actually people, you know, villains that they hate. By the way, on the other side of this commercial break, I'm going to get into this. And how does this relate to Shakespeare? That's what I want you to ask. Go ahead, Raj, ask me. How does it relate to Shakespeare? Go ahead. Yeah, do it on the mic. I can't hear you. I still can't hear
relate
you,
Raj. Relate to Shakespeare.
I will tell you on the other side of this commercial break, Raj. I have bills to pay. I can't tell you all that right now. I'll tell you on the other side. Tune in to an NL East Battle Sunday as the Mets host the Braves, presented by Credit Karma. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Hip-hop trivia versus rock and roll trivia, the crossover's next. The Ultimate Fighter, the reality show that brings top MMA prospects together under one roof to compete for a UFC contract, is back. Stream the season premiere on Tuesday only on ESPN+. Plus. You can also stream my show, The Max Kellerman Show, along with hours of daily sports talk. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. The crossover coming up. It's Max. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. 3, 2. It's Max. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Let's go, Lakers. My show is back on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. You don't. Wait, we're not doing a show Monday? It's Max. Enjoy your Memorial weekend, everybody. Let's go, Lakers. My show's back Monday morning, 11 a.m. That's right. That's Memorial Day. Some people don't work on Memorial Day. I'm not one of those people. Then again, it beats having a real job. You don't ever want to miss the Max Kellerman Show coming off a holiday weekend or even on a holiday. You have some errands to do. Damn, none of the regular hosts are there. I'm there holding it down. 11 a.m. Tuesday. Jesus Christ. It's Max. Enjoy your Memorial. It's Max. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Let's go, Lakers. And by the way, I'll be on Memorial Day, Monday morning, 11 a.m. You don't ever want to miss the Max Kellerman Show, even on a holiday weekend. Even on that, but you turn it on. There I am, holding it down for you. 11 a.m. Monday, 7:10 ESPN. It's Max. Happy Memorial Day from your friends at 7:10 ESPN. Right. It's not like I don't like any of this, actually. Right. Happy Everyone Died for Us Day. Right. 3, 2. Let me do the whole thing again. 3, 2. Hey, everybody, it's Max. I hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, so 3, 2. Hey, everybody, it's Max. I hope you're having a good Memorial Day weekend. Let's go, Lakers. My show's on Memorial Day. No days off for me. Monday morning, 11 a.m. You don't ever want to miss the Max Kellerman Show, even on a holiday weekend. 11 a.m. Monday, 7:10 ESPN. It's Max. I hope you're having a good Memorial Day. 3, 2. Hey, it's Max on behalf of your friends at 7:10 ESPN. I hope you're having a good Memorial Day. And you can enjoy all sports, the fun and celebrating summer's arrival and L.A. opening back up. But take a moment to remember what this day is actually all about. See, people try to make it like Labor Day, and people are talking about the military on Labor Day. No. But this is the day, today, Memorial Day, to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for you and I. So have a good one. Have a good 2021. 7:10 ESPN. I don't know what the hell to say here. It's not written well. Hey, everybody, it's Max. I hope you're having a good Memorial Day. And on behalf of your friends at 7:10 ESPN, you know, enjoy all the sports and the fun and celebrating, of course, summer's arrival. That's what Memorial Day has come to mean for a lot of people. And L.A. opening back up, of course, coming out of this pandemic. But please take a moment to remember what the day is really all about. We remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Have a good Memorial Day 2021 from 7:10 ESPN. It's Max. It's Lakers Suns Game 4 right now on 7:10. Don't miss my show tomorrow at 11 a.m. All over the game and the latest in the NBA playoffs, the Max Kellerman Show, 11 a.m., 7:10 ESPN. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. No doubt coming up. 888. No, not no doubt.
Sorry,
coming
what?
Up. No doubt's not coming up. Raj is already on.
Why would you say that?
Because you wrote it in the prompter, Raj. You wrote it right there.
I'm already on Memorial Day.
Yeah, you're already on your weekend. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. And by the way, before we roll anything, I said before the break, Raj, you were supposed to remind me. Remember I said I was going to relate it to Shakespeare? Do you remember what
yes.
the guy was talking about? Because I don't. I don't remember.
Fans and race, and you said the last 5 years it's been, you know, the bad year, the race.
He was saying that some of it was the NBA's fault, I believe, right?
And I was talking about access and all this. Now I got it. It was that people with the access feel entitled, and they treat the players as though they're kind of like some of the players, the opposing players, as though they're villains in a drama, right? They're antagonists in a drama. But what I wanted to bring up as it related to Shakespeare was once upon a time, Shakespeare was popular culture. Like, it wasn't, like, considered highbrow. It was considered, like, entertainment for the masses, right? And there were performers, you know, they'd be convincing to the audience, and the audience would really hate the villains. And they would, like, bring out weapons and stuff, and they'd want to, like, change the play when the villain was going to do something bad to the hero. There'd be people with, like, guns and knives to, like, threatening the performers. Sometimes in performance, the performers would have to, like, change what was going on because they really, you know, the people got lost in the moment. Sometimes that happens to people in arenas. They act like morons from 200 years ago in this country. Anyway, that's what I had to say. Go ahead, Raj. What do we have to do now?
Yes, it's that time of the week where we test Max's rock and roll knowledge versus Brendan's hip hop knowledge.
Aerosmith, and the Beatles. Oh, sorry. Good.
Close. All right, we'll start off. Since you want to go so bad, hey, Ozzy Osbourne was the lead singer of this band back
in
the day.
I know.
Oh yeah, ready for the steal.
Iron Maiden. Wait a minute.
Jesus.
I know, I forgot. Hold on, but I know this.
It's close to one of their songs, but...
Yeah, I know. Iron Man is good, but I
the color.
Ozzy Osbourne. Come on, Max! I know this, I just can't. I can't recall it right now.
All
right.
We don't have all day.
One nothing right. Me, Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, that's right.
Yeah, well, you don't get a point guess, for
by the
steal.
Way, I didn't
well,
yes, you do. What are you talking about?
I didn't even remember.
The whole
I don't know
point
anything
of
about
a steal
okay.
is to get the point.
Hey, B.
You asked
so
me about Eric B. and Rakim,
I'll tell you. One of the famous... Okay, you want to talk about Eric? Okay, fine. No, we won't do that. B, LL Cool J had a rap battle with this rapper in the 80s.
A rap battle, in the 80s? What?
Yeah, with this rapper. Yes, it was a rapper. Another rapper. Do you know who it is?
No, I don't even know where to begin on that one.
Max, would you like to steal?
He had a bunch of beefs. Which one you talking about? Which one are you talking about? Can you be more specific? Oh, you
the
said
most
the
popular
80s.
One.
Kumo D.
Yes. Bing, there you go. CB, you almost had it. Not really. All right, back to you, Max. Hey, name me this famous, some consider the best guitarist ever, one of the at least top five in the band Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen.
Oh,
wow,
he
got it.
Oh, okay. Yes,
that's
yay, it.
Yay, me, surprise. I'm a genius.
Hey.
I knew Iron Man. I knew the song.
Hey, B. Where did Tribe Called Quest leave their wallet?
Oh, that's a good question.
They left their wallet somewhere. It was Q-Tip. Jake Hill. You don't know anybody? They left their wallet somewhere. Very famous where they left it. Five.
I don't
four,
know.
May I
three,
steal?
Take a guess. Two. Yes, you may steal.
They left their wallet in El Segundo.
Oh, Max is up 3-1. Who blows a 3-1 lead? Not many
two.
People.
Is it three?
Because you got to steal.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
I think I got you. That's three. Yeah. Okay. Max.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz turned like 56, 57 this weekend. Very handsome looking guy. Name me one of his songs. Lenny Kravitz. Any song will do.
I can't name one Lenny Kravitz song.
You can hum them, you know.
I'm sure I know it. I just don't have that readily accessible in my head anymore.
You can't name one?
I couldn't name a single Lenny Kravitz song. I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead, B. Can you name a Lenny Kravitz song?
Are you going to go my way?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Sure, okay, it's going B. your way because you know more about rock and roll than me.
Three, two,
that's
though,
the name
right?
of the song?
3-2. 3-2. Three, two. Okay, B. Name me Rakim's DJ.
Eric B.
Come on. I said it earlier in the segment.
Tied at three. Let's okay. go.
That's you just want right. to tie. You're just trying to get a dramatic end.
I can win okay, with Max. The steal here. I can win
Max,
with the steal.
Name me the name of one of my favorite albums of all time, Guns N' Roses, their debut album. What is the name?
Remember, I like Guns N' Roses. I remember the record.
That,
it was a huge seller. It was like at one point it was like right behind Thriller. I don't
Welcome
remember.
To the Jungle, Appetite for Destruction, I win.
Welcome to the Jungle was the name of the record?